This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu and you're listening to Her Vantage. This is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and you'll see pink everywhere. One place you'll also see pink is in Putrajaya. Pink Challengers are members from BCWA, Breast Cancer Welfare Association. It was formed in 2005 and it's the first breast cancer survivors dragon boat team in Malaysia. The team trains every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 at the Putrajaya Lake, and I'm speaking to President Debbie Wong, and I know they haven't been, you know, training of late because of what's happened. Nice to be speaking to you, Debbie.
Hi. Morning, Frida.
Morning. So, Debbie, when did you join the team?
I was diagnosed in 2015 with breast cancer. So, I joined the team in 2017.
Right.
Yeah. And actually, 2016, but was not very active.
Okay.
So I started to be very active with them at the beginning of 2017.
Right. So obviously, you were diagnosed, and after this, you got better. And have you tried dragon boating before this?
No, I've never heard of the dragon boating in Malaysia before.
Oh, really?
I was surprised. Yes. When I finished my treatment and everything was done. Mm-hmm. I went to one of the events with that organized by BCWA,
right,
and I met some of these ladies, and they were talking like, you know, come over. We do singing, we do sewing, we do bowling, you know. Mm-hmm. And one lady was like, we do dragon boat, you know. Mm-hmm. And my eyes was like, I popped out, and I was dragon boat
right.
in Malaysia. It was so surprising. So they spoke about it. And they told us why we should dragon boat for breast cancer survivors,
right?
Who has undergone our treatment.
Okay.
So yeah, I gave it a go. I went to Putrajaya, driving there 45 minutes on a Sunday early morning. Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay.
So yeah, when I was there first time, I fell in love with it.
Right.
Really.
So obviously, sewing was not your thing.
No, I only sew when I really need to.
When the buttons come off. Now, you said you first saw this, and then, but you only got active later. Why the hesitation in between?
It's every Sunday morning, and every Saturday and Sundays are the days that I cycle.
Right.
I cycle quite often at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to put in 3 times a week.
Mm.
So weekdays, maybe once a week. And then on the weekends, I like to put my mornings to cycling.
Mm.
Also with my friends, you know.
Mm.
We already make plans. Sometimes we cycle, you know, for a day, a night trip, you know.
Right.
So that's why I didn't immediately say, okay, I'm going to sign this in and come every Sunday for dragon boating. So
okay.
I sort of hesitated for a while until I thought, I think I'd like to really, really put in more effort in dragon boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's when I went in.
Okay. So when you said that why dragon boat was important in helping breast cancer survivors, why is that so?
For breast cancer, one who are diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm. The treatment for breast cancer is quite similar everywhere in the world, actually. Mm. First, what we have to do is, of course, we will get operated.
Mm-hmm.
We either get a lymphedema, or mastectomy. After that, we will have our chemotherapy and radiotherapy.
Right.
And, of course, when we have our surgery, our lymph node will be removed.
Mm.
So with dragon boating, the action of paddling, it builds up body strength and the flexibility of the arms. It also is a way of preventing lymphedema,
right,
or the swelling of the arms, which occurs in every woman as a side effect after breast cancer treatment.
Okay.
So a lot of people will be thinking, when they look at dragon boat, they will say, oh, wow, there's a lot of strength you use for dragon boat on your upper body.
Mm.
Actually, if one really go into a dragon boat, the strength is actually from the core muscle and also from our legs.
Mm.
It distributes to both this section more than our upper body. Our arms are just to assist us to move at the right direction, and we don't use too much strength on the arm also. But because of the repetitive way of us moving,
right,
it actually helps to circulate our, you know, the blood and the fluid in our arms.
Right.
That actually helps the swelling on the upper body, at our chest area and at the arm area.
So,
that's why. It's a research done in Canada, 1995.
Hmm.
So they put 22 breast cancer survivors on the boat,
mm-hmm,
and they've done a research on this, and it actually shows there's improvement, and it actually helps to prevent lymphedema.
Wow. You know, so there's not just, I mean, it's exercise, it's camaraderie, but there is a, it actually helps for breast cancer survivors on that level, on a scientific level as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
And that's how it all started.
Okay.
That every country, or most countries now, has a pink dragon boat team.
Mm.
Some countries have a few teams. Some states even have a few pink teams to
right,
form their team.
Right.
And they race around the world. And that's how we meet people around the world that has the same problem, that has gone through our same kind of treatment, you know, during this race.
Right. And so far, in terms of Dragon Boat, it's just in Putrajaya at the moment, that we're not in other states yet, right?
No, in Malaysia, it's only in Putrajaya for pink challengers,
right,
or for the pink team.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have some breast cancer survivors,
mm-hmm,
in Sabah,
mm-hmm,
who tried to form a team, but I think not enough of, you know, Dragon Boat, minimum we have to have 12 on the boat.
I see.
And the boat, yeah, the smallest boat, also 10 to move the boat.
Right.
So it's very difficult to, I think, to get the quorum,
right,
for, you know, for a boat.
Mm.
So they also fell out, you know.
So right now, pink challenges are only for breast cancer survivors, right?
We started off with breast cancer survivors coming into the boat to paddle.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage breast cancer survivors to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We also now encourage cancer survivors, any cancer survivors
right,
that comes in on our boat with us who would like to try out Dragon Boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of exercise anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? And after cancer, life goes on. We still need to exercise to keep fit, any form of exercise.
Mm.
So we encourage cancer survivors on our boat too.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, we can see a lot of our family, friends, you know, and our children who comes and support their parents or, you know,
mm-hmm,
their brothers, their sisters or whoever who comes in for dragon boating.
Mm-hmm.
We also encourage the supporters to come onto the boat if they like to.
Right.
So now, for pink challenges, we do have supporters on our boat.
Mm-hmm.
We have other category of cancer survivors.
Mm.
Of course, mainly we have our breast cancer survivors. Our team has become bigger and bigger.
Right, and which is great, right? And this pink challenges was actually started in 2005, and so it's survived over the years.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 15 years now.
Not bad. All right. Of course. And because you've just sort of stopped training temporarily because, you know, everyone's at risk, high risk. So we'll wait until the situation improves before you all get together again.
Yes. It's a team sport. So,
yeah,
you know, you have at least had some bodily contact on
yes,
the boat. And, you know, everybody is so warm and
yeah,
each other, we come in and we start to give each other a hug. You know,
right, right.
Listen to their, you know, their stories and things like that. So these are the things that we can't do at the moment with this COVID situation.
Mm.
You know, we have social distancing. It's so difficult. So it's best for us to just, you know, do our exercises and keep fit at home.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Stay home,
mm,
you know. And when the situation gets better, hopefully we can get back on the boat again,
right,
you know, soon.
Does BCWA have other sporting groups or other sporting groups have come about?
Yes, we do. BCWA has also Pink Power, which is the bowling team. Yeah.
Okay.
So they are quite active too.
Right. No cycling yet.
No cycling yet. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody is like, you know, can you start something like cycling? Say, I'm not at the position to do that yet. But sometimes when Pink October month, like 2 years back, there was a cycling event. I think it's done for Pink October.
Mm-hmm.
And I know WACO is very, very supportive in the Pink October month. Every year they will have an event on cycling.
Mm. Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with you in just a moment. I'm here with Debbie Wong, president of the Pink Challenges. Stay tuned to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Debbie Wong, the president of Pink Challenges, and they're members from the Breast Cancer Welfare Association. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Pink Challenges are the dragon boaters who practice out of Putrajaya, temporarily on hold because of what's happening right now. You know, Debbie, BCWA supportive, you know, when you had breast cancer, and is this also a case of you reaching out to them? You know, some people are just breast cancer survivors and they don't reach out to anybody.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the percentage of people getting breast cancer these days is so high, you know. A lot of them will just do the treatment and then just stay at home.
Right.
Especially breast cancer. It's very, I'm not so sure whether you have actually come across this.
Mm.
When someone was asked, you know, or was told, like, you know, oh, you are diagnosed with cancer. I'm sorry to hear that, you know.
Mm.
When we say, oh, then they will ask, you know, what type of cancer do you have, you know, or were you diagnosed with, you know.
Mm.
And when we say breast cancer, and they will say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, and that's where they stop the conversation.
Right.
They wouldn't, like, ask you if you have, like, someone would say, oh, I have lung cancer, you know. Then they will ask, oh, how's the treatment? What do they do, you know? They ask further questions when it comes to lungs or any part of the body.
Mm.
They are not shy to ask.
Mm.
But when it comes to breast, you know, they're shy. They don't dare to say. A lot of breast cancer survivors will not even tell they are diagnosed or they were diagnosed or, you know, they're going through treatment, what kind of treatment. You know, especially ones who have gone through mastectomy, you know, and both the breasts are removed or one single breast removed. These things are not always openly spoken, so they are shy.
Till this day, yeah?
Yeah, till today, yeah.
Right.
A lot of people would just say, you know, don't tell, you know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, sweep it under the carpet, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
But with the Dragon Boat team, our motto is to paddle with courage, you know, paddle with strength and paddle for change.
Mm.
You know, we want to change people's perspective on about breast cancer, you know what I mean? When we create awareness, this is what we create awareness.
Right.
We want to let people know that you can talk about it, you know what I mean? You don't have to be shy about it, you know what I mean? So we also talk to people and give encouragement to people to come forward, to go for breast check. And we believe in early detection saves lives.
Right.
That's why when we go out, when we are on the site, when we are racing, we show everyone, especially the men that are racing, you can actually, you know, let your spouse know, your daughters know that they should do breast check, they should go for, you know, their mammograms and things like that, you know. And it's not something you have to be shy about.
Right.
You can go ahead. And that's the awareness we want to create, you know. And we give them the strength. When people come to us, you know, when they are doing their treatment and things like that, they feel very weak. They have all the side effects and everything. We try to tell them and share with them our experience, whatever we can.
Right.
You know, during the trip.
I hear breast cancer is actually one of the best, highest recovery rate if there is early detection.
Yes, it's
right?
True.
So that's the thing. It's always, you know, not early detection, then that becomes the bigger challenge.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, breast cancer is just a starting.
Mm.
It's a sign to let you know that something's wrong with your body.
Mm.
You just have to, you know, get it treated well and try not to let it spread. I heard some, even my friends, they are like, I said, have you done your mammogram? Have you checked, you know? Do you do self-breast check, you know? They would go like, you know, I'm afraid if I do this, you know, I find something. So it's like,
right,
that's what we want you to do. Find something. If not, nothing. That's the best thing.
Right, but you know, that's, don't wait till you know it's in your face, right? So, do you also do fundraising activities? Basically, how do you support? Are you self-funded?
We are self-funded. We get a bit of support from BCWA when we needed some things, but we try to be very independent. Dragon boating is also not a cheap sport. I would say when we want to go for races, we need to pay for registration, we need to travel there, we need to get ourselves there, you know. We need to pay for the paddles, we need to change our life vests every few years. You know? And there's some money that we really need, and we do raise funds by, of course, the latest thing we did was to come up with a design of T-shirt, you know, and we sell them. The profit that we made from this T-shirt actually goes to help our team for the races and going out to for awareness, to create awareness. Also, with people wearing our T-shirt, they would ask, you know, you mean there's a dragon boat team in Putrajaya? And we say, yes. And we are not just a normal dragon boat team. We are actually breast cancer survivors, you know, who are actually paddling on the boat. And that's the way we want to create awareness, because a lot of people don't know us. You know?
Do all the ladies meet up other than during dragon boating, you know, like in terms of just support, conversation, that sort of thing?
Yes. Yes, we do. Sometimes we have our picnics. We have our, of course, when it comes to celebrating the different festive, like Chinese New Year, Raya, you know. And then if public holidays, we try to meet up for food, you know, gatherings. BCWA too actually organizes some trips for them, you know, that we can actually participate and we can actually go, you know, and have some fun. At the same time, when we do that, we also create awareness.
Right. And I guess, like, what have you learned about yourself being part of Pink Challenges?
I learned, you know, it's funny, when I was diagnosed, I always, sometimes when I sit and I ask myself, you know, why me? I always ask, why me those days, you know? It's because I was just thinking, you know, I've done everything good in life and, you know, but why me? Why me? Because, you know, in my family, there's nobody has any signs of having cancer or no history, you know. But why me? But after, when I joined Pink Challenger and I look at all the ladies who are so strong, we have paddlers as old as 75 years old still paddling with us, 74, you know what I mean, at their own pace, but they are still paddling with us, you know. And it gives me so much inspiration, and I wanted to do even better, you know. If a person older and was diagnosed and gone through what I have gone through is still strong, you know. For me, I'm 52. I can do more, I think, you know. That's what I'm trying to do for the team, and it makes me a stronger person. And now, after Pink Challenger, I always tell myself, you know, I don't even ask why me anymore. I always tell myself, now I know why me. I know why. I know why I'm diagnosed with this, and I know why I'm put in this situation, to help others, you know, to really to help others. I think I've helped others in many, many ways, you know, especially through Pink Challenger and through paddling. You know, encouragement that I give people, and actually the example I show others.
And you would have seen people, women having breast cancer from as young as how old?
35, 38. But I've heard of people who are diagnosed as young as 20 years old now. Late 20s, you know. On breast cancer. Once the breasts are really formed, you know. That's when I heard, but I have never met them. But I've met like a 32.
So when you when you found out that you had breast cancer, this was self early detection on your part. And if that's the case, what is your advice to women when it comes to breast cancer?
I would advise them to do a monthly self-checkup every month.
Mm-hmm.
I must say that I used to do it before I was diagnosed.
Right.
And then I got so busy with my life, with work, with my son, you know, with the family, and then with my active cycling life, you know, just to get into a shower and then I'm like, quick, and come back out again.
Right, right.
So it's like, I actually don't really pay a much attention with the self-breast check.
Mm.
Only after when I had a fall, that's when I checked. I had a fall on my bike and I did a bit of check on my body to see where I was hurt, you know.
Yep.
And that's when I actually discovered a lump.
Right.
So that, to me, is blessing in disguise. And from then on, it's like, you know, every month is a breast check for me. So I always encourage people, that's the one thing you could do for yourself and it's free. You don't have to go somewhere. You know, you don't have to be shy about it. You know, you just have to learn the right way to check your breast.
Right.
And that's what BCWA do too when they come out, when they do their road shows.
Mm-hmm.
We will have nurses. And also some of our paddlers are very good. They even know the right technique and the right way. We also show people how to actually check your breast.
Right. When you discovered you had breast cancer, what stage was it at?
I was, the first time was stage 2B.
Right.
And then I had a relapse in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now at, I was at stage 3B.
Right. Okay. And so the advice is early detection. Don't wait for an accident from cycling to find out, right?
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Do self-breast check. We also gave, I actually gave a talk in the Help University a few months ago.
Right.
To students, actually. I have audience from 18 up to about 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have a little booth there also, and also a little room, private room, whereby we actually teach the college students to teach them how to do self-breast check too.
Right.
And that's what we actually go out and talk to students also.
Yeah. Right. So self-checks and early detection does save lives, right? Thanks for being with us, Debbie Wong, president of the Pink Challenges. And it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's all do our part. You've been listening to Her Vantage on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.